Now back to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.
Welcome back. We're in conversation with Dr. Isra Levy, the City of Ottawa's, I don't know why I keep missing that up, the City of Ottawa's Chief Medical Officer of Health, and Dr. Nadine Sicard, City of Ottawa's Associate Medical Officer of Health, and she's also a member of the National Advisory Committee on Immunizations, talking about H1N1, and we will be taking your calls at 1-800-580-2372, 1-800-580-2372, in the second hour of our show. Dr. Levy will be able to stay for a short time to be able to answer some of your questions. You can certainly start calling in now to get in line, and he will try to be here to answer some of them, but he does have other obligations later on today. But you can call in now, 1-800-580-2372, if you'd like some clarification or answers to some of your questions about the H1N1 flu vaccine. And I'd like to turn to the fact that, given in the context of a limited time frame within which the vaccine was produced and tested, there are comments out there that state there is too little data to pronounce the vaccine as safe, as claimed by the Public Health Agency of Canada. What is the basis for concluding that the vaccine that is available now is safe?
I think that one of the things that is important to understand is that most of the vaccine manufacturers were actually working on prototypes of pandemic influenza vaccines since we first started to hear about the H5N1, the infamous bird flu. And as such, the vaccine that we'll be using in Canada, Aripanrix, the prototype of this vaccine has actually been tested in over 40,000 people before we even started to have the H1N1 swine flu. So what happens then is that as soon as WHO authorizes the antigens, or if you want, the active component of the vaccine, then the manufacturers will start a process which is exactly the same in all ways with the seasonal flu vaccine. The only difference in this case is that it has the adjuvant. But as I mentioned, the adjuvant was widely tested before we even had the H1N1.
Now, with regards to vaccine safety, when we talk about vaccine safety, what are the clinical outcomes that are measured when saying to someone this vaccine is safe?
The outcomes are pretty broad, actually, in the clinical trials. They look at any symptom or side effect that a person would have following the vaccination. And they also, the clinical trials, they will look at a certain period of time after the injection, up to several months, usually when it's a new vaccine, to have a good idea of what's going on. And what we're seeing with this vaccine so far, pain, at the site of infection is very common, 90% with the adjuvanted vaccine, and fatigue and muscle ache. So those are the most common side effects that a person could expect from getting the vaccine. There has not been any serious adverse event following the clinical trials for this vaccine. However, sometimes these are much rarer events. For example, anaphylaxis, which is a life-threatening allergy. But you'll need a bigger number of people to receive the vaccine, more around millions of people to see those show up in studies.
Now, despite the fact that the vaccine does not have any active or live virus in it, the Ipsos Reid poll from yesterday, the October 24th poll, states that 29% of Canadians fear they'll actually get H1N1 flu from the vaccine itself. Where does this information tend to come from for people to continue? That's a lot of people. A third of the country thinks that you can get the flu from the flu shot.
That is a very good question. It's hard to know where this comes from, but it is typical also for the seasonal flu vaccine. It's something that we hear very often. On the other hand, it's not something that we hear about other vaccines. For example, I've never heard someone say, well, I'm going to get measles from the measles vaccine. And interestingly enough, the measles vaccine is actually a live attenuated vaccine. I think that what happens is that often when people are getting their seasonal flu shot, it's in the fall, and that is a period where we start to see more circulation of respiratory viruses, especially for the common cold like rhinovirus or adenovirus. And if you're in a waiting room waiting for your flu shot when another patient is sick with another virus, and this happens at the same time or on the same day, well, then you develop a cold in the days after your shot, and you might think that that's how you know that you got the flu from the vaccine. But I can really reassure you that the pandemic H1N1 vaccine will not give you the flu. That is for sure, because it's a split virus and activated vaccine.
So in other words, if we were to give everybody, let's take Ottawa, for example, if we were to give everybody in the city of Ottawa an apple instead of the vaccine on a specific day, that there would be similar numbers of people who would develop colds and flus the day after receiving the apple.
That's a good analogy.
I'll see.
There seems to be two messages with respect to the use of the adjuvant versus the non-adjuvant vaccine for pregnant women. And the recommendations now are that the non-adjuvant be given, but if circumstances warrant and it is not available at the time, the adjuvant vaccine should be offered. How does public health address this issue with respect to concerns that this seems to be a mixed message?
Actually, it's a very simple message that both vaccines are safe and can be used in pregnant women. The reason that that there might be some confusion is that over the last several months, when we've been dealing with what is actually a unique opportunity in history, we have a phenomenal ability here as a society to manage a pandemic in real time instead of look back and study it and wonder what we could have done differently. So real-time science in informing real-time policy and having a real-time communications is actually an opportunity, but it creates some challenges. So a couple of months ago, there were questions about whether or not it would be appropriate to offer adjuvanted vaccine, in other words, the immune-boosting containing vaccine to pregnant women, and there were questions as to whether the safety profile was adequate or not. Remember also the context is a couple of months ago, there was no circulating influenza in Ontario. So while we were thinking of that as a scientific community and a public health community, some of that was reported to the public, which is great because transparency helps people develop confidence. What we now know that the science has all been considered by the regulatory authorities and scientists working at Health Canada have reviewed all of the data, is that the adjuvanted vaccine is safe and for pregnant women. And we also know that the disease is circulating now in eastern Ontario. And so certainly for pregnant women in the second half of their pregnancy or for pregnant women with underlying disease, these two groups of pregnant women who would be at greatest risk of complications compared to anyone else, we really are recommending that they get the vaccine as soon as they can, and what happens to be available now is adjuvanted, so there it is.
Dr. Israel Levy is the City of Ottawa's Chief Medical Officer of Health, and Dr. Nadine Sicard is Associate Medical Officer of Health and member of the National Advisory Committee on Immunizations. I would like to thank you both for coming in. Dr. Levy will be here just after the break to answer some of your questions. I have a couple of more questions to ask him to complete our documentation to be posted on my website, drbarrydworkin.com. Dr. Sicard, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
Sunday House Call is produced by Jennifer Safari. Technical producer is Ian Forrestel. And we'll be back with your calls. 1-800-580-2372 is the number to call. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and you're listening to Sunday House Call.